Budapest University of Technology and Economics, Language Examination Center. This recording is copyright. Elementary Level Examination. Listening, Part 1. You will hear a text. Read the candidate's copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then listen to the text and make notes in English. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers. Copy your answers in English on the yellow answer sheet. Now you'll have 1 minute to read the prompts. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
China leaves footprints in space. A Chinese astronaut has made the historic first step in outer space for his country. With the successful spacewalk, China has become the third country, after the United States and Russia, to do so. There were cheers in the control room when Chinese astronaut Zhe Jigang opened the door of the Shenzhou 7 spacecraft and went outside. His emergence from the module was filmed by video cameras which were mounted on the outside of the spaceship and broadcast live to millions of Chinese viewers. Zhe, who became China's first ever spacewalker, waved to the camera at this historic moment. Zhe sent greetings to the Chinese people and all the people in the world. Shortly afterwards, his teammate handed him a Chinese national flag, which he also waved for the camera. Outside the craft, Zhe carried out a scientific experiment that official Chinese media said included solid lubricant samples. The ship will also release a satellite that will circle the orbiter and send back images to mission command. For his 20-minute spacewalk, Zhe wore a Chinese-made suit. It cost nearly $4.5 million, has 10 layers, and weighs about 120 kilograms. The spacesuit, which is the first such suit made in China, is like a mini spaceship. It provides pressurized atmosphere, oxygen, and temperature control to keep astronauts alive in outer space, while still allowing them to carry out their tasks. The suit also protects wearers from radiation and small flying meteoroids. One of the astronauts wore a Russian-made Orlan spacesuit. Chinese authorities say Russian experts have been on hand to support the whole mission. The spacecraft Shenzhou 7 was launched on Thursday night from the western province of Gansu and is due to land in the Chinese region of Inner Mongolia on Sunday. Official Chinese media report that the country's final goal is to build a permanent space laboratory and a larger scale space engineering system. China is also planning to begin mass production of the spacecraft starting from the Shenzhou 8 mission.
Now listen again.
China leaves footprints in space. A Chinese astronaut has made the historic first step in outer space for his country. With the successful spacewalk, China has become the third country, after the United States and Russia, to do so. There were cheers in the control room when Chinese astronaut Jie Jigang opened the door of the Shenzhou 7 spacecraft and went outside. His emergence from the module was filmed by video cameras which were mounted on the outside of the spaceship and broadcast live to millions of Chinese viewers. Jie, who became China's first ever spacewalker, waved to the camera at this historic moment. Jie sent greetings to the Chinese people and all the people in the world. Shortly afterwards, his teammate handed him a Chinese national flag, which he also waved for the camera. Outside the craft, Jie carried out a scientific experiment that official Chinese media said included solid lubricant samples. The ship will also release a satellite that will circle the orbiter and send back images to Mission Command. For his 20-minute spacewalk, Jie wore a Chinese-made suit. It cost nearly $4.5 million, has 10 layers, and weighs about 120 kilograms. The space suit, which is the first such suit made in China, is like a mini spaceship. It provides pressurized atmosphere, oxygen, and temperature control to keep astronauts alive in outer space, while still allowing them to carry out their tasks. The suit also protects wearers from radiation and small flying meteoroids. One of the astronauts wore a Russian-made Orlan spacesuit. Chinese authorities say Russian experts have been on hand to support the whole mission. The spacecraft Shenzhou 7 was launched on Thursday night from the western province of Gansu and is due to land in the Chinese region of Inner Mongolia on Sunday. Official Chinese media report that the country's final goal is to build a permanent space laboratory and a larger-scale space engineering system. China is also planning to begin mass production of the spacecraft, starting from the Shenzhou 8 mission.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of part one. Listening part two. You will hear a text. Read the 10 statements on the candidate's copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then listen to the text. If you think the statement is correct, put a tick under T. If you think the statement is not correct, put a tick under F. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers. Indicate your answers on the yellow answer sheet. Now, you'll have 1 minute to read the statements through. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Violeta Urmana is a mezzo-soprano from Lithuania who is famous for her Verdi and Wagner. Our reporter talked to the tall, friendly singer on a foggy evening in New York. So, Violeta, you're one of the most celebrated mezzo-sopranos in the world, but we understand that you started out as a soprano.
Yes, that's true. I studied as a soprano, but then I changed to mezzo-soprano. But guess what? I'm going back to soprano.
Tell us about growing up in Lithuania.
I grew up in the town of Kaunas. My father was an engineer and my mother was a museum director. At that time, we couldn't do a lot of things. I never thought about learning English, for example. Why should I? There would be no chance to use it. But then everything changed. I went to Germany to study and started my career there.
Did you always want to sing?
Actually, I was trained as a pianist. I studied the piano until I was 26, and then I switched to singing.
Lithuania must be proud of you.
Yes, they are, I'm happy to say. People recognize me on the street, which I find funny. They shout, Violeta, and they made me Woman of the Year in Lithuania.
What's your life like now?
I perform, I study, I practice. I perform again, I study again, I practice again. That's my life.
Do you feel that your career is too tiring?
Well, I sing about 50 performances a year. I don't have to sit by the phone waiting for new roles. Sometimes I would like to go on holiday, but I'm happy to be so busy.
How about the future?
I'd like to concentrate on the Italian dramatic roles for soprano now, and my great dream is to sing Norma. I enjoy my career, I really do.
Violeta, thank you very much for the interview.
Now listen again.
Violeta Urmana is a mezzo-soprano from Lithuania who is famous for her Verdi and Wagner. Our reporter talked to the tall, friendly singer on a foggy evening in New York. So, Violeta, you're one of the most celebrated mezzo-sopranos in the world, but we understand that you started out as a soprano.
Yes, that's true. I studied as a soprano, but then I changed to mezzo-soprano. But guess what? I'm going back to soprano.
Tell us about growing up in Lithuania.
I grew up in the town of Kaunas. My father was an engineer and my mother was a museum director. At that time, we couldn't do a lot of things. I never thought about learning English, for example. Why should I? There would be no chance to use it. But then everything changed. I went to Germany to study and started my career there.
Did you always want to sing?
Actually, I was trained as a pianist. I studied the piano until I was 26, and then I switched to singing.
Lithuania must be proud of you.
Yes, they are, I'm happy to say. People recognize me on the street, which I find funny. They shout, Violeta! And they made me Woman of the Year in Lithuania.
What's your life like now?
I perform, I study, I practice. I perform again, I study again, I practice again. That's my life.
Do you feel that your career is too tiring?
Well, I sing about 50 performances a year. I don't have to sit by the phone waiting for new roles. Sometimes I would like to go on holiday, but I'm happy to be so busy.
How about the future?
I'd like to concentrate on the Italian dramatic roles for soprano now, and my great dream is to sing Norma. I enjoy my career, I really do.
Violetta, thank you very much for the interview.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.